Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Trump's death rumors, Cracker Barrel's rebrand disaster, and Chipotle's delivery drones, which Pentatonics member is going on Dancing with the Stars, plus the Rachel Riley sance on Big Brother. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Hello.
You guys, Corey is back.
Did people know I was gone?
I don't know, but somebody was in my chat being all, where's Corey Cool? We know he's on Survivor. I know what he's truly recording. I said, girl, I don't know what you're talking about. And they were like, you're such a bad liar. I was like, okay, girl.
Survivor don't even record right now, first of all. Fake fans. Second
of all, exactly.
Except I think Australian Survivor does, so I could be on that.
Oh, speaking of, congratulations to your queens. I mean, I'm not watching at all, but like, I feel like because I'm watching Big Brother and because I've liked a few Big Brother tweets, they started showing me every Big Brother tweet about everything this season. And now they're starting to think that there's overlap. So here's everything about Australian Survivor. And so I'm like, okay, well, I know kind of what's going on. And are you celebrating what's happening? Does it feel like it's decades in the making over there for those two girls?
For those Miss Lady Mams.
Lady Mams over there.
It's been a good... I've watched Australian Survivor forever, and I've begged my friends to watch it, and no one has, because you always have to, like, watch a bootleg link on YouTube or find some, I don't know, some old Vimeo or some shit. Anyway... I do have some friends finally watching this year, but I'm like, you can't really watch an All-Stars. You don't have the history with these Australian people like I do, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We're down to the final four. My two American queens, two of my favorite players of all time, are both in the final four. I know I can't have everything. I just know I'm not going to get both of them in the finals, which is what I deserve, but... I'm pulling for one of them to win. If Ceri makes it to the finals, it'll be the first time ever. You may know Ceri from that terrible season of Big Brother you watched recently.
You know what? I watched Big Brother 25. I loved Ceri. I was unsure if she even wanted to be there. I was like, damn, she could not stand these people. But I guess if you're in a house for 90 days with people and you're like over them, it would be hard to mask every single second, every single day.
The clip of her when they all start singing happy birthday. And she, have you seen that?
No, link me.
She's sitting in bed by herself, like in one of the bedrooms, and everyone out in the kitchen starts singing happy birthday to someone. And she's like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. And then she gets up and then she starts singing and she walks out and she's like clapping and singing happy birthday.
Is Bowie Jane on Australian Survivor? Is she having the reunion she needs?
Listen, I'm ready for the Bowie Jane naissance of it all. Put her on the challenge.
Baby,
put her on Great British Bake Off.
Oh, speaking of the challenge, okay, so you know Blue from Big Brother 25.
Unfortunately.
Okay, don't be rude. Slime Mama Boots Queen House.
I don't like her, and I don't have to like her.
Okay, well then let's pause, because I followed her on Instagram, and she DM'd me, and she said, oh my God, Tyler Oakley, I was at the Snervous premiere. She sent me pictures. She is in my Snervous vlog.
No.
So what do you have to say now? She loved your movie, and you hate her. So what now, brown cow?
I was not into consuming her on the challenge or Big Brother. Although on this season of the challenge, she was only in like one or two episodes. She was first girl out, which I was obsessed with.
Spoiler.
And anyways, they were all, do you have the hunger to win? What would you do with the money? Blah, blah, blah. She was all, I would take care of my mom, but I'd also get my boobs done. And I was like, yes, okay, this is the first thing you've said that I've enjoyed.
I you know what? I enjoyed her on Big Brother because I'm like, you kind of need somebody who wants to like have fun and be stupid. I'm really enjoying, I mean, obviously I am enjoying Rachel Riley on Big Brother 27 right now.
Who knows? This could be 8. This could be 7.
It is the Rachel Riley sance. It's her third time to the jury at the very least. She's never been nominated. She made it the farthest any returner has ever gotten without being nominated. She's kind of killing it and doing it. And I keep seeing clips of her like studying at all times. And she's like, the clips that they're showing on the show, it feels like she's really grown as a character and as a competitor. She's a computer and a competitor. Anyway, the Rachel Riley sounds, I'm sad. Are you?
Yeah, I'm here for it. I think I was counting in my head. I'm glad you're following whatever Twitter account is sharing all these stats with you. But I was thinking about it. I was like, I think, it's like only her and Lauren are the only two who haven't been nominated at this point.
Yeah, I'm actually really enjoying the season. There are some characters that are emerging that I'm enjoying, and there are characters that have yet to emerge. I'm kind of like, who are you? What are you? How are you in the jury? Like, what is your point of view in this game other than like a floater?
They say the way you win Modern Survivor is you float to the jury.
Survivor?
Or Modern Big Brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, when Rachel Riley wins from not floating, I will be sat and celebrating.
I will be here. I think it ends this month. Big month for September. Survivor's back. Big Brother ends. Grey's Anatomy.
There's a double eviction on 9/11.
Well, it's because I keep hearing about how the MTV Music Video Awards are airing on CBS, which I think is silly.
We've lost the plot.
It's silly. Let the people in the house watch that. You know how they had to watch that movie earlier this summer? Bad yes. Guys 2. let them watch the VMAs. At least they'll care.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm not done talking about Rachel Riley. Rachel Riley excited for Bad Guys 2. Rachel Riley excited to do the Expedia brand deal of Big Brother. Rachel Riley showing up to the nomination ceremonies in full gowns, saying
evening
she got
wear, beaded the house wear. Down boots.
People are in sweatpants. She is in evening wear. She had leftover stylist outfits from Traders that she needed to wear.
How I'm just like, how did she show up to that CBS lot with more outfits than like the drag queens do on RuPaul's Drag Race? And where are these gowns being stored?
Don't worry about it. They have not room. Who cares? Who knows? I don't know.
I want to know where all these beautiful gowns, beautiful dresses.
I'm really stanning Ava Pearl.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying Keanu, though I think people are, I don't know, a lot of people, he seems to be polarizing. But bitch, when he put Vince in his place, I was kind of like, you know what? Absolutely. Like, he's not fucking around, and he's a comp beast, and he's straight up.
I kind of loved it. He was like, if you nominate me, I'll go home. And he was all, guess you better win the veto.
He said, I don't need you to beg. I need you to win. I said, oop.
I was here for it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm enjoying the season. I'm like, damn, I'm back in Big Brother. Here we go.
I know.
Are you going to be watching Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I did see little Scott Hoying will be dancing with the stars, among the stars.
Oh, wow. Who else is in the cast? That's all. That's the only person I saw. And so I said, I will say,
I did look after I saw Scott because I wanted to know who else was there. That hot Efron from Traders will be there.
Girl, booked and busy. I see him in every ad for, I don't know, a flip phone.
A phone, Old Navy, Planet Fitness. He's getting coin. Danielle Fishel, you know Topanga? You know Topanga.
Oh, yes, yes.
Topanga will be there. Lauren from Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
Mickey from The Comeback.
Okay. Wait, Lauren from Fifth Harmony?
Lauren from Fifth Harmony.
Okay, well, did you see Fifth Harmony just had a reunion?
Was Camilla there?
No, but she did comment on a post about it with a heart, I think. So I'm over
it being a reunion unless everyone's there. It's just four girly pops hanging out.
Okay, so are you saying that One Direction can never have a reunion then? Like, there has to be some asterisks involved.
Okay, well, death is a little different than got in a fight with the other four members of the group.
Remember in Fifth Harmony where they all, it was right when Miss Girl left and they were on stage and it was like their silhouettes or something, and then they yanked the Camilla off the stage and it was like their announcement that they were just the four of them now.
Fourth Harmony.
Do you remember that? Am I dreaming it? She like got yanked or something off the stage. You know
when I was going through and making my tens playlists?
Yes.
I think I really struggled to get 10 from Fifth Harmony, which seems sad and incorrect.
That seems wrong.
I feel like I had to include that song from the Monster movie.
The Monster movie.
Sasha Colby lip sync to it on Drag Race. I don't want to say that boy is a monster because that's not it.
I don't know.
Fifth Harmony got a song about monsters. It's from Monsters, the movie Monsters.
I believe you, I guess. I'm thinking of what songs would be on my Fifth Harmony 10.
I'm in Love with a Monster by Fifth Harmony.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, you got Boss.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah, Worth It.
That's My Girl.
Oh, That's My Girl!
I was going to say, what's that one?
Oh, yes, yes.
Miss Moving On.
Yes, yes!
Okay, wait,
Me and my girls.
I guess I did successfully come up with a 10, but I had to put Bridges as the 10th song, so maybe they only had 9. Oh, and I Am in Love with the Monsters on this, too. Did they only have 8 hits?
What about Worth It? Baby, I'm worth it. Go on, I'm worth it.
That was of that era that had, like, what's that instrument in that song? That's all.
I don't know what that was, but they were not really.
I'm not into that sound. I feel like there were a lot of songs of that era that had that noise. That was not a noise for my ears.
The middle schooler horn. It was Booked and Busy.
It wasn't for me. Pass.
What about Like Mariah?
Wait, I think I did Like Mariah. Why is that not on my list?
Yeah, y'all, I'm here to help.
I'll have to add it.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have would you be sad if Fifth Harmony got back together and gave us a new album? Because what did happen was apparently they came out on stage at the Jonas Brothers concert. Am I dreaming that? Is that what happened?
Probably.
Okay, well, I don't want to report fake news.
I think that's what I saw. Listen, there was a lot of Joe Bros content while I was on vacation. I saw some woman yelling at people to sit down at a Joe Bros concert.
Oh, I saw that too. Well, it was an outside like
yes, lawn like seats.
Lawn seats where it was like it on inclines as you go. Yes, on a hill. And she's like, it inclines for a reason. We should all be sitting. And I hate to say it, but I'm kind of with her. Like, there's no point in, I'm not going to yell at people around me to sit, but I will encourage it and join the wave of sitting if people are thinking about it.
If you want to sit at a concert, I have a place for you. Where? Vegas, baby.
Sure.
If okay. you go to a concert in Vegas, everyone is sitting down.
Not us barricade at the J-Lo concert.
I know, but I remember turning around at that J-Lo concert and seeing a sea of women just sitting down. When we saw Celine in concert in Vegas, everyone was sat the entire time, and I loved it. What a comfortable position to be.
There was one person standing at the very front. Do you not recall?
At the Celine show?
Kevin McHale. Front of the Vegas Celine Dion show, everyone else sitting. He is standing and dancing. I mean, I don't know if it was for every song, but he was feeling it. And I was like, you know what? Good for him. He got his seat and he's here to enjoy.
Happy for him. I guess I don't remember that, but I'll remember it now.
Yeah, Fifth Harmony came out on stage to, like, I guess, sing or something at the Jonas Brothers. And...
sing or something
or whatever. The headline says they stunned the crowd, so who knows if they did anything. They stunned.
Stuns going on mutable word of the year list.
Okay, well, after that they posted the Fifth Harmony account posted a shirt for sale for one day only that was like, where were you, I don't know,
when Fifth Harmony stunned at the Joe Bros concert
September 1st, 2025. Where were you?
September 1st, 2025. I just can't.
Or whenever it was. I don't know when it was, but when it happened, they posted that. I'm like, not a merch drop just for this moment. Are you all getting back together? But if Lauren's going on Dancing with the Stars, maybe this is kind of like everyone's winding up their PR.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You know who else?
Here we go.
You know who else was missing on September 1st?
Whomst?
Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh. Okay.
They thought he was dead. Did you?
Who's? I didn't, but...
You thought he was alive.
Yeah, I mean, it would leak the second he dies. It would be out. It would be yes, there's not a doubt in my mind.
Do you think he's got the rest of the year in him?
I don't
Will
know.
Will he make it to Christmas? Christmas?
Biden kept slugging along for a long time.
Old people be living longer and longer, you know what they say.
You know what's probably going to happen? They're going to prop them up for as long as they can while they consolidate power and pass things with and hold his wrist as they make him sign things.
That's what I used to do for you when you signed all those binge copies.
Nice. So somebody had to do it. It was you.
Yeah, I think he's alive.
So I was in Provincetown for a week and just taking it easy, not being on my phone, riding bikes, playing pickleball. I missed out on a lot of news. I really thought I was going to come back today and you were going to be hitting me with all the stuff that I missed.
Well, I'm not done yet.
I thought it was going to be Donald Trump, maybe dead. Cracker Barrel goes woke.
Oh, I do have to discuss Cracker Barrel. Okay, so did you see, first of all, what's your experience with Cracker Barrel?
Listen, I've eaten there. We used to go there in college. The aprons have a star system ranked on seniority.
Back in my day, we would go to Cracker Barrel and they had a kid's meal that was $3.95. Damn. Burger, fries, soda. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this for as long as I can. We can always go to Cracker Barrel. It will always be cheap. There's no way the kid's meal costs that much now. I can only imagine what it costs.
Well, they got
times
rock,
these days nowadays.
They got rocking chairs out front.
Well, they did a rebrand. Or they were planning a rebrand, or maybe they were mid-rebrand, where they uncountryfied all their stores and took the shit off the walls. They, you know, they simplified the logo. They took the old man sitting in the chair out of the logo. It was like, what would you call it? The rebrand. What was the direction they went? Woke?
I saw woke is what I said. I saw a whole TikTok that was like, you do realize that the reason so many of these chain restaurants, these franchise restaurants, are switching the looks of their building and are simplifying their logos, and you no longer see the Pizza Hut with the red roof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so that if these businesses fail, they can easily just swap in another business, and it you don't have to worry about selling a building that looks like the old Pizza Hut. You don't have to worry about selling a building that looks like the Cracker Barrel.
Well, to me, it's also they're simplifying all their logos so that it can match the icon of their app. Like they need
there's a Cracker Barrel app.
Oh, honey, I'm locked and loaded. No, maybe.
They haven't. Probably. What's on the Cracker Barrel app? Did you download it now and tell us?
I have a folder on my soundboard that is all
Cracker Barrel noises.
Come on down to Cracker Barrel. And, I'm not joking. Yeah, something about Cracker Barrel. Here, this one.
You have nothing to lose when you come to Cracker Barrel.
You couldn't hear that, but it's some man that works at Cracker Barrel, and he's all, come on down to Cracker Barrel. You have nothing to lose if you come to Cracker Barrel. We need you down at Cracker Barrel. And I have 40 buttons.
What do you have loot? What do you have to lose?
But everything to gain.
You have everything to gain.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say about the Cracker Barrel or the app?
It's America's number one choice.
Yeah, it's America's number one choice. Well, not really. I mean, if they're rebranding and they're scaling things down, you're missing the mark for me. The appeal was that it was decorated like my parents decorated, like, you know, barn couture on the walls, a scythe on the wall, old-timey pictures all over the wall.
Barrels.
Barrels, yes. Cogs.
Oldie timey candy, those root beer barrel candies.
Sure.
A Pentatonix album at the cash register.
Sure. Well, you know, we've discussed it, certainly, speaking of Scott. But apparently, the reason that album went number one was because of sales at Cracker Barrel.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, if they rebranded and really decountryfied the Cracker Barrel, that's half the appeal. I'm sorry. I want to play that little peg triangle game.
You miss it? Daddy misses it?
What? What? You miss moving
you,
on?
You love to jump a golf tee over another golf tee.
I want to win.
Hey, do you think you could tell me in under a minute the story of the Crumble Cookie CEO?
Okay, so
what did I miss?
This queen who posts like a queen on Instagram, you know, like,
is this the Crumble Cookie CEO or the person who outed them? Who's the queen?
Crumble Cookie CEO? The okay. Crumble Cookie CEO. And apparently, I don't know if this is true or false. I'm here to spread a rumor, but I feel like I saw people saying that he's a Republican. So I'm not feeling too worked up about it. But how about to post like a gay and follow all the gays and be followed by all the gays, engage with all the gays, post like a gay, walk like a gay, talk like a gay, quack like a gay. Maybe not say it, but act like everyone's going to assume from default that you're straight, and then be upset when somebody's all, that man's not straight, he's gay. And then that went viral, and so then you had to come out because of it. That's what happened.
So he just saw his content and was like, because, you know, as a gay, your Instagram suggestions are all just other gays. So is this Mr. Man saw him?
I don't know. You know the boy and the redhead, the gay and the redhead?
I've heard about them, but I don't feel like I want to really know about them. I think they were nominated for a queerty.
Well, were they nominated for a babbly?
Maybe next year.
Well, he
Mother
was
of
the
year?
One that posted. He was the one that posted about the crumble boy, the crumble man, being like, that's a gay, like just clocking the T and assessing the situation. And then apparently, I actually know nothing about this. This is all what I've kind of gathered from observing from afar. And then the crumble man was like,
Mr. Crumble Man,
I need to address the rumors because it's blah, blah, blah. And so he came out or something, blah, 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 blah. And then people were like, oh, so now it's okay to out gay people. But then people were like, well, he's a Republican.
Is that why he spelled crumble like grinder?
Well, that's what people are saying. I know why you spelled crumbler like grindler.
I feel like I've had crumble cookies and did not enjoy.
I find that they're shitted up. They are, if a girl
a little
is told
too much going on with a crumble cookie.
Yes, yes. And I'm a maximalist with my flavor profile, so I should not be somebody that's not into it. But like, if you're told take off one accessory before you leave the house, crumble cookies puts on, you know, 10 sprinkles before they leave the house, plus more. It's like a... I guess the calorie count is like 5,000, 10,000. big numbers. If you're trying to gain, my gaining pigs, if you're looking to gain, look no further than a crumble cookie, I think.
Got it.
Oh.
I shan't be trying. I got cookies. I got cookies from the bakery section of my grocery store for 50% off over the weekend.
Oh, baby, that's my shit.
It was like six really big cookies for $3.50. I was wet.
I'm wet for any grocery store sales section. I don't give a fuck. Like, if it's got a whole rack of shit that they just can't sell, everything's 50% off, I am stocking up.
I know that about you. Yeah. Yes, and?
You think you. Well, did you hear?
Probably not. I was on vacation for a week.
Well, in Texas, it's begun.
And?
The drones. The drones are now delivering in the Dallas area Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
So you can get your Chipotle Zip. The company is called Zipline. Chipotle is partnered with Zipline, and they're introducing aerial delivery services for digital orders. So like you can, it will fly to you. It will skip the traffic.
Is it over? We could use that here because every time, listen, I never DoorDash or any of that anymore. It's just all fees. It's like $30 delivery fee. And then you got a tip. So I walk. But anyways, the last time I got Chipotle delivered here, it was cold. And that happened a couple times because it's so far away from my house.
Well, if it flew.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I would maybe try it here. But what's the delivery fee on a flight?
I don't know. If you're flying a burrito to you, maybe this is great for some people who can't leave the house. We got people who are shut-ins, you know, hoarders who can't step over the shit. Whatever it is, if they need the drones, okay. I do fear drones.
I just feel like I feel like I get on TikTok and I always see somebody in LA like bullying your little robot delivery things there. So I'm like, in Texas, you know, people are going to be shooting those out of the air.
Oh, ooh. Well, yeah. The LA is now riddled with delivery drone boxes, and they're each named. I saw one named Noah. I said, "That's biblical. This feels weird. I don't know."
Did you kick it?
No, but they have 360 cameras, so I can't kick from any angle without it catching me and face recognizing me and sending me to prison.
That's true. What if it's on your property? Self defense.
I just don't.
Is LA a stand your ground county?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not standing. I'm sad. I just don't like. Okay, so if all of these drone little robots are delivering. If the drone little robots are delivering with 360 camera, where's the footage going? It feels like just in another extension of the surveillance state. It's over. Between this and Amazon handing over all the Ring camera footage to any cop that asks for it without even telling you, it's over. I don't want to see any of y'all committing crimes because it's on camera.
Yeah.
So... And don't even talk about it in your house because your Amazon, whatever the hell, your Alexa is listening. I personally, you know, I love our AI overlords if they're listening. But between us girls, I yay, am yay, aired skay. Okay. I may's aired skay.
I think we all should be.
Well. Are you mourning
the loss of the NYT mini?
Oh, but who gives a fuck? The query.
Thank you. Yes.
The query crossword.
Yes.
Is always reliable. You can always catch the query crossbird over up on that website.
Yes. And yes, it's true. The rumors are true. No yes. Need to be aired, skay.
No need to be aired, skay. Yes.
Well, is there anything else you got?
Saturn is losing its rings.
It is.
What are we gonna do?
I hadn't heard this.
Yes. Yes. Damn. Well, I don't know. It's this could be fake news. This says it's official. So I believed it. It's official. Saturn is losing its iconic rings and they're disappearing much faster than previously anticipated. I believed it. I believed the single tweet from @forallcurious. It seems reliable. I posted it in the episode topic ideas as truth. And here I am reporting it as truth. The rings.
I'll miss them. I'm going to miss those rings.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, where can people find you? Is that what you're trying to tell me? People can find you searching for the rings, Miss Thing.
No, you can find me. Where can you find me? You can find me. Well, it's quite simple, really. You can find me.
Yeah.
At the Cracker Barrel.
Yes. You can find me. You're looking for Saturn's rings. I'm on the case. Don't need to worry.
You're just like Gaga when she went to the Capitol looking for clues about January 6th.
It's true.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Farewell.
Bye.